Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
My name is Joanne Isoke, and I'm delighted to share the Word of God with you this morning. How is everybody? I hope it is well with you and your households. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your spirit of wisdom, your spirit of discernment. Lord God, we thank you for your promises to us, a yes and amen. Father, we thank you for the purpose for which we are meeting this morning will be accomplished and all the glory will go back to you. We, Father, thank you for your presence in our families, on our altars. We thank you, King of Glory, for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. As I think about what to share today, I couldn't help but think about Jeremiah 29:11. In times of uncertainty like this, where the lockdown has been eased, God has been faithful to us, yes, as he promised us according to Dr. Mujimba's dream, where the Lord said that he would protect our nation, that there was a protective covering over our nation, Uganda, from COVID-19. We have really seen that come to pass. And for me and my family and my loved ones, it is a daily testimony. I cannot get tired of it. To see that up to today, we have not registered any deaths, despite the fact that we keep registering people that have contracted the disease. So we thank God for that. However, there is a reality that people are living with now. If most of you have heard, people who are on social media, there's something called the new normal. That is what happens, meaning that is what we are going through after the COVID-19 effects have come into the nation. We see that there's many areas in our nation that have been affected, and even if we haven't died, but we can see that the effects of the disease are still here and we are going through them. The transport sector has been affected, businesses, people's salaries have been reduced. There's generally a spirit of uncertainty around when you talk to people and ask them, so what do you see yourself doing in December? Or what do you see yourself doing in August? I'm so sure many people will say, I'm not sure where I will be. I'm not sure how things are going to be. So such is the reality of the effects that this pandemic is leaving behind. And regardless of what God promised us and we have seen him protect our nation, we have still, as a nation, been hit by the effects of the pandemic. And therefore, you cannot, as any Christian right now, if you do not pray for our nation, I do not know what you're thinking. But it's very important for every Christian, every child of God, to stand in the gap for our nation so that we go through these effects of the pandemic smoothly. Amen. So this morning, I felt that I wanted to remind us, God was reminding us that he has good plans for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." I'll read it again. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So from this verse, what came to me, even as I read it and meditated on it, is God's plans and promises to us as his children, as a nation, still stand. God had a pre-COVID plan, and so he has a post-COVID plan. Glory to God. And his plans do not depend on those circumstances. Why? Because Isaiah 14:24, the Lord assures us that the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand. Now, if you're a member of LAT, you know when the Bible says, when the Bible says that the Lord has sworn. Remember, we learned before the lockdown, we had a sermon where Pastor Moses went into the details of what it means for God to swear to you. And now I want to remind you in that same spirit that Isaiah 14:24 says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. God is not a fortune teller. He is not a prophet who sees in part and prophesies in part. God is the one who created your plan, a plan for you, this wonderful plan. He has that purpose for you. And he swears and he says that that purpose shall come to pass. And he desires that you and I walk in the fullness of this plan, regardless of the circumstances. So as a family, as a businessman, as a teacher, whatever you're doing, I want you to remember that those plans or the promises that God gave you, even before COVID-19, those very plans will come to pass. Like I said, God is not a fortune teller. He is the one who sits down and draws a plan for your life. Amen. So, why is it important for us to remember this? Right now, with what we are going through, circumstances sometimes make it seem like your promises or the plans of God have taken a detour. It feels like, God, now where are we? Will the other purpose still stand? If God had promised you, or if God had told you you're going to get married in 2020, you're going to have this big wedding, now COVID-19 comes and hits, you may actually be wondering, will the wedding take place? But I want to remind you that that purpose for you, your marital destiny, shall still come to pass. Whatever promise that God gave you, it is going to come to pass. And it's in hard times like this that God's faithfulness is actually amplified. You can never truly taste of the faithfulness of God if the times are not bad. Meaning that it takes bad and hard times in your life or in the nation for you to actually see that God is faithful. So the test of faithfulness is usually seen or amplified during very hard times. So be reminded, be comforted that those plans that God has for you, they shall surely come to pass. And what is our response to such an awesome promise during this time? It may be hard to see. You may not be going to your shop to work. You may not be able to go and do bakery because you know they've closed you up, or they're saying, the government says you're non-essential. But to God, when he was giving you that plan, he didn't have anything like essential worker or non-essential. I'm not saying that we do not obey the laws or we don't obey the presidential directives. But the truth is that when you're a child of God, you cannot classify yourself as an essential worker, a non-essential worker. Amen? God made a plan for you. You're very important. He planned the days of your life, and there's nothing like, I'm an essential worker, I'm a non-essential worker, I'm more important, I have a sticker, I don't have a sticker. Those things are not there in the kingdom of God. Amen? So what should our response be to this wonderful promise? One of the things that I've seen plague me over my years in salvation, and especially during hard times, is sticking to a certain tradition or sticking, having a rigid mindset of how God does his things. If, for example, God came through for you, you needed money, and God gave you a breakthrough through someone else, it is very possible that you can think that you'll always meet your need in that way. Yet, he is a God who is vast and dynamic in the way he does his things. So, let us refrain during this time from putting God in a box. Yes, I would like to qualify that and say God has consistent principles by which he works. But his plans sometimes, his plans sometimes take a different turn. But his purpose will still be achieved. So during this time, what is your response? What should be your response to this awesome promise of God? Stay away from the traditions of men. Mark chapter 7, verses 13. It says, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. I read it again. Making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down. So many times we make theology or the way we think about God, the way we think he's going to act. We are set in our ways, and therefore we limit God and we limit our partnership with him. You know, you can actually set God to routine, to order, to a certain logical way, and end up limiting your ability to partner with God and to see miracles in your life. Amen. I'll give you a small example. Recently in our home, we had a certain need, and we have been saving for quite some time for that need. So we always thought that that is how we shall have the need met. Why? Because we have really read Pastor's book. we have read Pastor's book, Financial Prosperity, Breaking the Back of Poverty. So we saved and saved, we gave and did all these things, and the money just wasn't adding up. But somehow along the way, we were so blessed that someone came and gave us half of that money, and then we were able to just top up with what we had, and the need was met. Now, originally we thought that we would have to save from scratch for us to be able to have that need met. But here is someone who comes and says, hey, here I have half the money, just top up and have that need met. Glory to God. So it's very possible that sometimes unconsciously we can set God in expectations in the way he does things. You can just have that mindset that, you know what, God, you will always meet my need like that. Sometimes God does things in very vast ways, and we have to be open to that. So during this time of COVID, where the lockdown has been eased, you're going back to work. One of the things that we even as parents have been told over and over again is we are entering a phase of the new normal where now our children start to have online education, online learning. Now you find yourself having to engage with your child more on things to do with IT, and you expose them to the computer, online classes, the Zoom meetings. Eventually, like the Bible says, the purpose for education of the children will stand. Our children will study. But how they study is a different story. So let us not be set in our ways. Even you as parents, many parents have been complaining and grumbling during this time where, you know, the government or the Ministry of Education is trying to come up with ways in which children can still have continuous learning at home. And then you hear all these unpleasant complaints and grumblings from parents. So I'll just want to encourage us and say that let us not be set in our ways. Just maybe, you just never know, God could actually be working. It could even be of God, and he could be working through that experience. Amen. So do not set God in a certain direction. Or else, if you do that, you'll be making His word, His promise to you of none effect. Amen. Then the second thing is Jeremiah still 29:4-7. We shall still go there. Jeremiah 29:4-7. It says here, Jeremiah tells the Israelites that seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you'll have your peace. Amen. I'm going to back up. Jeremiah 29:4-7. It says, thus the Lord of hosts, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit, take wives and beget sons and daughters, and make wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there, and do not diminish. Amen. So one of the things, the other thing that I felt God lay on my heart was during this time, I cannot really call it post-COVID because we still have COVID here, but I can say maybe during this time when the lockdown has been eased, make the most of the place where you're at. You have your talents, you have more time. Make the most of the place where you are. Like the Israelites were told, take wives, plant gardens, give your daughters to husbands. You have children. So as we wait for our promises and God's purposes to come to pass, make the most of where you are. Enjoy your journeys and your seasons. During this period, one of the things that we learned was the lockdown was a very humbling period for personally as Joanne, where your freedom to move is taken away, even if you know that you're not going to be moving every day. But the day someone comes and says, do not go to the supermarket, or you're not allowed to move, it was such a strain on me. Do I have itchy feet? No, I don't have itchy feet. But the fact that that freedom, that liberty is taken away, it is so humbling. And in many ways, the lockdown felt like prison. And you know what? I kept on asking God, but now God, how are things going to work out? But you see here, the children of Israel, going back to Jeremiah 29:4-7 and relating it to what I'm saying, the children of Israel were in captivity. They were in exile and they were under punishment. And this exile wasn't going to end until the 70 years had been fulfilled as the Lord had purposed. But now the Lord was telling them, live your lives. Just live your lives. Be normal. Live your lives. Make the most of it. So likewise, during this period, I'd encourage us, make the most of your time. There are great things that have come out of this period. Time with children, time with spouses that wasn't there before. You get a fresh appreciation of things, you know. Many people are now healthier, they walk longer distances, and expenses are down. I mean, you don't even have to look for fuel, you have to walk. You plan your journey very early if you want to go and visit your friend, and walk. So there are many positive things that have happened during this COVID period, and even the ease of the lockdown. So make the most of it. You know, many times it's important to realize that when God promised Abraham Isaac, we forget that in between the promise and the actual manifestation of Isaac, Abraham had to live a normal life. Abraham was a herdsman. He was a husband. He was a businessman. He also had to fight wars. He had to go and rescue Lot. So in between there, as he waited for his promise to come to pass, Abraham had to live a normal life. So, and he had to make the most of it. So during this period, please, please make the most of the place where you are, with the full knowledge that there is a bigger plan and purpose. Amen. Jeremiah still 29:12-13. It says, Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I'll listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search me with all of your heart. Amen. God wants us to walk in the fullness of the promises He gave us pre-COVID and post-COVID. But for us to do this, we have to keep in fellowship with Him, in constant and continuous conversation with God. It is during these times that actually I think people's personal relationship with God has been tested. Why you do not have that prayer meeting, that worship session. There is ideas actually thinking about our worship. And I thought I had been struggling that day to worship on my own. And in so many ways, I remembered how, you know, I would just go to church on Thursday and Juliana, Albert, and the team is there and they just, you know, start this worship and I cue in and I feel the presence of God and I feel rejuvenated. So that particular morning, I think that particular day, I was struggling with personal worship and it humbled me so much to look back on those days that we had. And I appreciated God the more. I appreciated God's presence and our worship team the more. However, during that time again, I realized you have to, like Juliana taught us, flex your worship muscle. So I had to go back to actually building solo worship so as to keep this fellowship with God going. So God desires that we seek Him, keep in fellowship with Him with a whole heart. What does a whole heart mean? It simply means a heart that is not divided. It doesn't actually mean a perfect heart. Yeah, amen. It does not mean that when you're seeking God with all of your heart, you have a perfect heart. It just simply means that your heart is not divided. You don't seek Him today and you leave Him tomorrow and then you go on and do your own things. If you seek Him today and tomorrow you fail, stand up and go back and seek Him afresh. So let us not give up the habit of seeking the Lord. And lastly, in Deuteronomy 4:29, this is the same thing that God told the Israelites then, and He repeats Himself here when He's talking to Prophet Jeremiah. And He says in Deuteronomy 4:29, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you seek Him with your heart and with all your soul. Amen. So the thing about our Christian walk and walking in the fullness of our purposes is very interesting. It's so interesting that every time I read the Bible, I feel like the Bible is such a clear contract. There is a part for you to do and there is a part for God to do. So God will tell you, if you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. If you do this, I'll do that. The Bible is the easiest thing, I think, the easiest book to interpret. Or the easiest contract to interpret while we are still here on earth. He says, if you seek me, you will find me. If you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. So for us to walk in the fullness of our purposes, post-COVID, during this ease of the lockdown, with all the realities of the effects of the coronavirus in our country, we have to continuously seek the Lord. He said this to the Israelites way before the prophet Jeremiah was born. And even after the prophet Jeremiah is born, He says the same thing to Israel. So there is a constant. Let us continuously seek the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for listening. And now we shall pray. Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you, Lord, that you have reminded us that your plans are great. They are grand for us, O God. Your purposes will stand. Father, we thank you that you have encouraged us this morning, that every heart that was not at ease has been comforted by your word and by your spirit. King of glory, may you show us how to seek you with a heart that is not divided. May you show us how to make the most of our time during this period. And King of glory, we pray that we shall not put you in a box. We shall not limit you in your ways according to what you have promised us. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Thank you for listening. I just like to remind us to tune in at 6:30, 98.4 Impact FM, as we listen to the words of Moses. May God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.